Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we ready to roll now. We ready to roll now.
Drop this fool for me.
A Negro.
The mic drop. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Big Mic Drop. I'm your host, Big Mike, and we have Ronnie LeDoux in the motherfucking building. What's happening,
hey,
Ronnie?
Hey, y'all.
Man, what's good with you?
Ain't nothing up, Mike. What's going on?
Oh, man, nothing much, man. Back, man. 2 weeks in a row, man. We killing it, right?
Yeah, we are back.
Yeah, man. So tonight, man, we're gonna jump right into it. It should be a hairy conversation. How was the week for you, Ronnie?
It was pretty good. No complaints. I couldn't get into your manosphere, though.
You couldn't get into it?
Hey, world class.
Hey, what did you try to listen to? Did you try to listen to any of it?
It was Caucasian guys, and they were talking about how the manosphere started, and they were saying that it was about men trying to be like feminists. It just wasn't interesting to me.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, it did start on the white side with a... not to make it racial so quick into the show, but yeah, it is a white and a black manosphere. So
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it did start with white guys. What's it, Tom Likas, people like that. I think the dudes Rollo Tomasi, and there's a couple more guys out there that are Manosphere guys. But, yeah, man, it's starting to bubble up again, the subject. But we're not going to get into that just yet. We got a lot of news to cover. We got a lot of things to cover. And the first thing, yeah, man, UFOs, man, dropping these folks off out here, and these weirdos out here, you know, on YouTube especially. Hold on, oh, my God. He's starting already. Zone 864 TV in the building. Said, take me off that thumbnail. Man, that ain't you, man. You know that ain't you, man. I be peeping you out on IG, my G. Don't, you ain't got me fools on. I know what you be doing. I think that's your room, too, you be showing. I think that's your room. It be all type of women on there. So don't let Zone fool you. You a big old pimp. But, yeah, no, nah, man. The Manosphere, well, we'll get into that later. We were talking about UFOs. We were talking about the Pentagon releasing information or basically confirmation that there's some kind of UFO activity going on in the United States. But they always seem to do that. You know, they did that back in COVID.
Yeah, we talked about this last year, I think, the UFO stuff.
Yeah, back during COVID, man, they started, you know, releasing these Pentagon documents talking about UFOs and whatnot. But even bigger than the UFOs, Ronnie, bigger than the UFOs, and I know you're going to appreciate this, the Crichton Leprechaun turns 17 tomorrow.
17 years old. 17. Oh, my God.
I hate to block your face, Ronnie, but
a grown man now.
Yeah, he's almost grown, man. The Crichton Leprechaun will be 17 years old tomorrow. Tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day. And for those who don't remember the story about the Crichton Leprechaun, Crichton is an area of town. Let me give you a little history lesson. Crichton is an area of town in the place that we're from, Mobile, Alabama. It's just a little small midtown section. What would you consider it? Central midtown?
Central, like Central Mobile.
And, so probably, 17 years ago, tomorrow, on St. Patrick's Day, I was stuck in a bunch of traffic on Sage Avenue trying to cut across airport to Sage to get over to Spring Hill. And I was stuck in traffic for like an hour and a half because of this damn leprechaun. Now, I didn't know what was going on. People all outside their cars. It's a leprechaun. Dead serious. I'm like, man, these folks are crazy. But no, for real, there was a leprechaun.
There was a leprechaun
spotted in our hometown of Mobile, Alabama. This type of thing can only happen in Mobile, Alabama.
Only in Mobile.
We invented day drinking. So let me just go ahead and put that out there as well. We invented day drinking, the lawn party, the cabaret. That's all us. So it wasn't far-fetched to think that everybody was fucked up that day on the road until I saw the news. And we saw this news story. So I want to share this, man, just to be festive, because I think it's a big thing, man, especially for Mobile. It's huge for Mobile.
Yes, it is.
So yeah, let me get to
it. It made us the laughing stock of the country for a long time.
Yeah, it did, and y'all are gonna see why. And you know something, I don't know. This guy may be one of my friends on Facebook. A lot of people have changed appearances. People have gotten their teeth done and redone and stuff like that. So.
Right.
You know, he looks familiar. He looks familiar. So if you're in the audience of the Big Mic Drop, please feel free to call in 17 years later. 17 years later after this. So let me get to it. Let's see here. We're going to share the screen. They need to stop putting that crap up there. Oh, yeah, here we go. The original Crichton Leprechaun news story. My Mobilians, they'll understand this. Let me know if you can hear it.
Well, just in time for St. Patrick's Day, crowds are coming by the dozens to get an up-close view at what some say is a piece of Irish folklore.
Some people in the Crichton area of Mobile say a leprechaun has taken up residence in their neighborhood. A leprechaun. NBC 15's Brian Johnson has more.
Curiosity leads to large crowds in Mobile's Crichton community, many of you bringing binoculars, camcorders, even camera phones to take pictures.
To me, it looked like a leprechaun to me. All you gotta do is look up in the tree. Who else in the leprechaun say yeah?
Yeah!
Eyewitnesses say the leprechaun only comes out at night. If you shine a light in its direction, it suddenly disappears. This amateur sketch resembles what many of you say the leprechaun looks like. Others find it hard to believe and have come up with their own theories and explanations for the image.
My theory is it's casting a shadow from the other limb.
Could be a crackhead that got hold to the wrong stuff. And it told him to get up in a tree and play a leprechaun.
We're going to get down to the bottom of this. Yeah, see it on there, guy. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, man.
This guy, helping to direct traffic, says he's prepared for his encounter with the leprechaun. He's suited up from head to toe.
This was our spells right here. This is a special leprechaun flute, which has been passed down from thousands of years ago from my great-great-grandfather, who was Irish. And I just came to help out.
Others just came to get lucky. And
I see a lot of people would think that dude sound crazy, but there is some truth to the original Irish leprechauns being black. I wish Red Wolf was listening. He'd probably call in and let us know. Red Wolf, if you're listening, call in and let us know that story, for real. I did hear that, though. So,
really?
I don't know. Dude said it was a special leprechaun flute passed down for thousands of years.
Wow.
Because his great-grandfather was Irish. World class probably know about that. I think a lot of those people up there were considered Moors in Ireland.
Hopes a pot of gold may be buried under this tree.
I'm going to run a backhoe and uproot that tree. I want to know where the gold is. I want the gold. Give me the gold. I want the gold.
This is Brian Johnson, NBC 15 News.
People will do anything for a pot of gold. I mean, anything.
You know what I like? I like the amateur sketch of the leprechaun.
Yeah,
it looks like somebody
got
a really good look at it and got that good drawing out
there. Who did that? I want to know who sketched that.
I don't know. Maybe Brian sketched it. That was a good story.
Yeah. All right, man. So, yeah, shout out to Mobile, man, in the building, man.
17 years later, it's hard to believe that that made the news.
17 years, man. 17 long years. So shout out to the Mobile Leprechaun. Maybe he'll show up with that pot of gold this year. But yeah. How many of y'all got a leprechaun story from your neck of the woods? I bet none.
Nobody.
Yeah, they ain't got leprechaun stories coming out of Ireland, man. What the fuck? Hey, I'm going to be honest. The funniest person on there was the lady who said, maybe it was a crackhead who got hold of the wrong stuff. And it sounded funny. But she was probably right.
And she meant it from the bottom of her heart.
She meant it from the bottom of her heart, and she was probably 100% correct. So, yeah, man, just a little something to get the mood going tonight, man. Man, you are on the Big Mic Drop.
Mic Drop.
Station identification. Station identification. There we go. I sound a little bit clearer now. I like that a little bit better. I like to be able to hear and feel the trumpets. For real, that shit got a ring to it.
The mic drop.
Absolutely, man.
Nice.
Yes, world-class crackheads climb trees down in Alabama, sir. Yes, yes.
They do it all.
They do it all. Crackheads do climb trees. Yes, sir.
But they get to chin ball out the tree. They hook your cable up back in the day, everything in the tree.
They had to do all that from the tree. So, yeah, man. So I want to talk about this story that you sent me, Ronnie. I want to look at this. And let's pull this up here. Let's pull up this story. And I want to take a look at some of these videos. But I want to pull the story up first.
We found her on the floor.
I need to know what happened.
Oh, God. What is that?
No.
Murder for sale.
Oh, wow. My bad, y'all. It would do that. Yeah, my fault. Like I said, give me 2 weeks. Give me 2 weeks. This is week two. So let's
next week
we're
going to be on point.
Oh, yeah. Next week we all the way on point. No mistakes. You know what I'm surprised I haven't done yet? I'm surprised
What's
I have
that?
Not. started the show on mute for 5 minutes yet. Nothing's like that. Everybody that does YouTube knows this happens. You start a show and you on mute. I mean, you gave this the bomb intro, the bomb spiel, and then you look in the comments and they're like, yeah, we can't hear you.
I'd be mad as hell.
Mad as hell.
So if you see a UFO, Mike, are you going to tell people or you going to keep it to yourself? I'm not going to disclose that information.
I think I'm going to tell people, man. I think people are going to need to know.
People not going to believe it.
They should believe
people
it.
People
are going to
believe it.
They should believe it by now. There's no way in hell this amount of weirdos are running around here and you don't believe in UFOs. For real. The shape-shifting weirdo out here in the world, all of these people cannot be human. And I don't even know if it's better intelligence either. So this story is on Fox News. It says, Pentagon officials suggest alien mothership in our solar system could send many probes to Earth. Now, why would they come with this? So let's look. New research paper in draft form comes from the Pentagon's All-Domain Anomaly Resolution Office. Pentagon officials said in the draft that the document last week that aliens could be visiting our solar system and releasing smaller probes like missions conducted by NASA when studying other planets. A draft research report authored by Sean Kilpatrick, the director of the Pentagon's All-Domain Anomaly Resolution Office, AARO, Arrow, and Abraham Loeb, chairman of Harvard University, here they go again, Harvard University, Astronomy Department, was released on March 7th and focuses on the physical constraints of unidentified aerial phenomena, i.e. UFOs. An artificial interstellar object could potentially be a parent craft that releases many small probes during its close passage to the Earth, an operational construct not too dissimilar from NASA missions, the report read. These dandelion seeds could be separated from the parent craft by the tidal gravitational force of the sun or by a maneuvering capability. The Arrow, A-A-R-O, was established in July 2022 and is responsible for tracking objects in the sky, underwater, and in space. Now, that's some shit that people don't really think about. We're too busy looking up, man. I wonder what's underneath. What say you, Ronnie? Do you believe this?
I believe that there's UFOs out there. I really do. I believe that there has to be life somewhere besides Earth.
I guess so.
And for the Pentagon to be saying something, they've been trying to keep everything about UFOs hush-hush since Area 54?
Area 51.
The Area 51, they've been trying to keep everything hush-hush. Now that they're talking about it, there has to be some truth to it, because why talk about it now?
I'm just going to be honest. This is not compelling. Like, this picture... I don't know what that
is. The picture's not, but yeah. I believe that that somebody has spotted something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've seen some pretty compelling videos on this stuff. And like I said, how many people have been made to think that they were insane or, you know, probably had their kids taken away and all types of things because they saw something?
Put an institutionalized.
Yeah, institutionalized and everything else because they really saw something. And now,
like Jerry's mama.
Oh, yeah. Weirdos. Weirdos. So this thing was just established in July 2022. Now, remember, it was probably 2020 when it first came out that they were saying around May that they started admitting that this phenomenon existed or started acknowledging it, because the people out here have been saying that it existed. But you sent me a couple of videos, man. I want to look at those. And let's see about getting these pulled up.
When we get too close to the truth, they're going to start blaming it on the Chinese and blaming it on Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah.
The whole narrative is going to change soon when we get close to the truth.
Oh, this whole thing Trump fault. If Trump would have never did the Space Force, there never would have been UFOs. You have to know.
There's going to be something.
You have to know this. Let's look and see here. Okay, why can't I pull this video up?
You saw the one with the lady in her, I guess they were in their car and they were looking out their window at their home or patio or somewhere.
Yeah, that's the one I'm trying to look, the one over Washington.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's just a movie. Let me just save that to my desktop and then we'll just do it like this. Okay, even better. Video file.
But if I saw a UFO, I don't think I would stand there and stare at it. I'd be running for cover in case some motherfuckers came to abduct.
It already saw you. It's too late.
But I don't want them to abduct me. I'd be getting out their damn way if I could.
Hey, it's too late. Damn, Ronnie. Let me see something. I got an idea. I'm just gonna take what you sent me and send it to myself, and we're gonna get these watched because I think it's important we see this.
Oh, you're gonna shoot it, huh?
Yeah, I think it's important we see this. This is pretty crazy. Pretty crazy. And like I said, it's something different. I like different stuff. I'm sure y'all have gathered that by now. If you've been watching the show any of my
Seems like more people in the city should have seen it besides two or three different people.
They probably did, but they probably just didn't say anything. Like, really, it's something, you would probably be ashamed to let anybody know that you saw
right.
this type of stuff.
Because I would.
I'm sure it's pretty traumatic as
I
well.
I seen a UFO.
Yeah, I'm sure it's pretty traumatic as well. So let's take a look at this one first and see what's going on. Now, it doesn't say where this is.
What the fuck? That is not a goddamn airplane. Why the fuck is it so fucking close? What the actual fuck is that? What the fuck? God fucking damn it. I'm shaking right now. I'm not even going to lie. I'm fucking shaking. That shit did not look like a fucking airplane, but that was really fucking close to the ground, and I...
They have to be in New York, I have to say that. Sorry.
I'm not near an airport. All right, the lights is off. I don't know what the fuck this is. I don't know what the hell is going on. I'm kind of freaking out at the moment. Let me see if I can try... What the fuck is going on right now? What? This is the second one. It is, that one sounded more like multiple planes, but the other one had a very deep humming. And there's no base nearby. I don't know what's going on.
Okay. Compelling or not compelling? Put it in the chat, man. Put a one in the chat if you believe this. And put a two in the chat if you think it's bullshit. Man, slow to you, Raj.
I've heard other people say that you can't hear UFOs, that they're very silent and smooth, but she said it sounds like multiple airplanes, so, and a humming sound. So
yeah, you can hear the
I don't know.
But what moves that slow? That was moving like ship speed, like in the water ship speed.
You could think a UFO would be faster, right? But maybe a UFO, maybe it was going slow because they was trying to observe.
Yeah. Man, hey, let's take a look at this other one, man. Let's take a look at this other one. Yeah, that thing was weird. But let's see this and whether this was, taken in a different place. This was over Washington. That looked like it could have possibly been New York or somewhere like that.
UFO-ish to me.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. What do y'all think, man?
I think that last one looked more UFO-ish to me.
I mean,
but it was taken in daylight.
The Pentagon is telling you that this is going down. The Pentagon is telling you that it's real. Let's finish going here.
Well, how can we not shoot nose down like we shot down the balloon from China?
Now, you shoot at that shit if you want to. No telling. Well, they probably got stuff like, we got guns. They got, like obliterator rays or some shit like that. Hit it with the obliterator rays. You know what I'm saying? Just like take the whole shit out. Yeah, I was thinking that too, world class. That could possibly be military. But it was moving really slow. But then again, you don't know if these things are doctored either. I mean,
videos.
Yeah, man, you got people that are trying to break into the science fiction movie, business and whatnot. And, they might, doctor up some videos. But, I mean, there's been plenty of sightings of UFOs over the years. So I would have to think there was some truth to it.
In the 80s, there seems to have been a lot of them.
Oh, yeah. And in the 40s
seems like in the
80s, 50s,
you heard about it a lot.
And also in the 40s and 50s. The
40s really? Way back then?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm.
Let's take a look and see what this says. So, says Congress tasked NASA to find 90% of all objects near Earth that are larger than 140 meters in 2005, which resulted in pan-STARRS telescopes, according to the report. On October 19, 2017, the pan-STARRS detected an unusual interstellar object that was later named Oumuamua, or Scout in Hawaiian. China's top diplomat calls U.S. response to balloon incident hysterical, whatever. The object was cigar-shaped, appeared flat, and was propelled away from the sun without showing a cometary tail, leading scientists to believe it was artificial. 3 years later, another object was discovered, the report noted, namely NASA's rocket booster 2020 ESO, which had no cometary trail. The report also said 6 months before Oumuamua made its closest approach to Earth, a meter-sized interstellar meteor, IM-2, crashed on Earth and exhibited an identical speed relative to the sun at large distances and an identical shape to Oumuamua. With proper design, these tiny probes would reach Earth or other solar system planets for exploration. As apparent craft passes within a fraction of the Earth-Sun separation, just like Oumuamua did, the authors wrote, astronomers would be able to notice the spray of many probes because they do not reflect enough sunlight for existing survey telescopes to notice them. The research paper comes a month after scrutiny over the unidentified flying objects over the U.S., most notably a Chinese spy balloon was shot down only after traveling across the skies of the over the U.S. and Latin America as well.
Hmm. I knew they were going to throw that Chinese business in there somehow. That's their way of ease. No need to blame it on the Chinese.
So Noble said they probably added colors, but I've seen that model years ago. Okay.
Okay.
Look, I wouldn't put anything past our military, and they do have to test this stuff. And unfortunately, you can't really test anything in the sky without other people seeing it.
But why are they keeping it a secret from us? Yeah, we're not the aliens.
Well, they're keeping it a secret from us because
from Russia, I guess, and other people. They don't want them to get ahead of us.
Yeah, yeah. You don't want to get spies involved and start, you know, reverse engineering shit.
Mm-hmm.
They had a situation with a drone the other day. And you know, the Russian plane clipped the propeller of the drone, and they said it was a mistake and this and that. They really don't want it with Russia. We know this. The U.S. does not want it with Russia.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. So,
mm-mm.
You know, that's really what's going on. A lot of excuse making as to why we can't do, as opposed to, you know, stop fucking with our stuff. If our stuff is flying in international space, we're not over Russian airspace, y'all shouldn't be engaging it, period.
If we went to the war with Russia, do you think they would beat us? I'm just curious since we're talking about it.
Russia would probably beat us like a red-headed stepchild.
Yeah.
No offense to
Russia. What about China?
Or stepchildren. Well, China would beat us because Russia backs China. So, you would essentially be fighting both. But they would beat us like a redhead stepchild.
They're going to tag team us.
I was just looking at the news where they were saying that the numbers are down for the military. So not
Nobody
only
want to get in that mess no more.
Yeah, so not only are, you know, employment numbers down for employers, now the military can't even hire people. They're down like 15,000 troops. And
they're
going
to bring back the draft now, probably. Try to anyway.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up. Because that is a question that I had tonight. Should men be forced, or young men be forced, to serve in the armed forces? At least 2 years.
Not black men, because the country don't do right by them. No. No.
You don't
know?
No. I would like to know what y'all think out there about that. Should young men be forced to serve in the armed forces? At least a minimum of 2 years.
The justice system is not fair enough for people to fight for this country.
But
forcibly fight, not by choice.
I would argue that the military is a slight reprieve from the justice system.
You think so?
Yeah. The military can save you from the justice system.
But when you break a rule, when you break the law while you're in the military, when you're under their jurisdiction, it's very...
You have to go to
Leavenworth. The penalties are very costly.
Yeah, you can go to Leavenworth, dog.
Yeah, you don't want to go there.
Yeah, you be busting rocks like they do with them, stripes on, like for real, for real. But... I guess
real deal, hardcore work.
Leading up to the manhood discussion we're about to have tonight, and I definitely want your take on it. And it's going to be entertaining for the women too. I've made this show particularly entertaining, which is why I'm slow walking it, getting into it. We gotta talk, loosen up the tongue. You know what I mean? So you know, we got the phone lines open. Blog Talk Radio is up and popping. So if you want to give us a call, 563-999-3573. 563-999-3573. Facebook users, I have to tell you, you have to give StreamYard permission to post your name. So I don't know who's saying what on Facebook, but I'm going to take a look at the Facebook and see, because I want to be able to engage. So I'm going to be back and forth between the phone and here, because I can see you on here. I just can't see you on there. So let's take a look and see what's popping. Identify yourselves. Just put your name on there. And we got Bernard in the building, Fashion and Comfortable Truth.
Yay.
XL Pro in the building. XL Pro went to St. Mary's, Ronnie.
XL Pro?
Yeah.
What's the real name?
XL Pro, I ain't gonna put his name out there like that, because he all over the internet in the streets. So I ain't finna drop his government name, but we'll drop it later. He did go to St. Mary's though, so that's a homeboy. That's a homeboy for real. But yeah. But I think with the obvious I'm not gonna say lack of manhood. I think that the military taught me how to be a man. And it gave me
But
some
you went skills. By choice though,
it
Mike.
Gave me some skills. Yeah, I did go by choice. But I don't think it would hurt. I just really don't. I don't think it would hurt. We ain't going to war with nobody right now.
You just never know.
You never know. And we didn't know then. But a lot of people are out now. They learned a skill that made them successful in life. They may have stayed until retirement. You know, they built up, you know, retirement. A lot of people I know that went to the military are doing well, you know, for themselves. And then you got some out here, mainly people from, like, the Vietnam era and whatnot, and even some from our Gulf War era, and not doing too well. Out here on the streets, man, sleeping under tents under interstate bridges and stuff like that.
It's a catch-22 for the military. You don't know which way it's going to go for you.
You don't know which way it's going
to
go.
But people have been very successful. I know a lot of people that made a career of the military, 30, 40 years, and they've done really well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got plenty of cousins and you know, family members that we're in. I mean, they do well. You know,
mm-hmm.
When we get together, man, we ain't starving. You know, the gas tank stay on full. They can go when they want to go. Buy what they want to buy, do what they want to do. And so I wouldn't shit on it, but I'm just wondering if that would help kind of tilt the scales back in favor of manhood and masculinity, real manhood and real masculine, not this stuff that.
No, because what's going to happen is a lot of. Go ahead, Mike.
No, I said just not that stuff that they're talking about out here.
If you start making people go to the military, a lot of these people are going to start committing suicide, especially people that are gay and they're in the closet, or people that are afraid to come out.
Oh, no, they the
it's
main
not
ones.
Gonna be a good thing.
They the main ones going in because you're getting the surgery on Uncle Sam, fam. They got to do that surgery in the military now.
Really?
Yeah, thanks to your old-ass president, Joe Biden.
When did they, because I thought it was don't ask, don't tell, that era is over.
Obama killed don't ask, don't tell. Joe Biden went on and said you can go on, have, you know, get your surgeries and everything. That's a medical procedure. So
really?
You got a lot of them going to the military.
But just imagine how they're being treated in the barracks.
Probably.
They might be being beat up and everything else.
Hell no. Nah.
Being abused.
Nah. That ain't happening because, first of all, you would see the statistics if that was happening. That's not going to go unnoticed on base. And you probably, if you want your career, I probably wouldn't touch one of them if I were y'all. As far as talking about putting my hands on them and harm them because of that, that'll probably
hate wind crime
up in Leavenworth. Yeah, you probably wind up in federal prison if you try to do that. So I think it's
what a hate crime.
Oh yeah, it's enough protections put in place. But yeah, it's a lot of people doing it, and you know. You've been in the barracks.
I didn't know that.
You've been in the barracks before. You know what goes down in the barracks. They probably getting treated kind of good over there for real.
Might be, I don't know.
I'm going to be good, man. I'm going to be good.
But I didn't know that. I just learned something. I did not know the military was paying for sex changes.
Oh, yeah. That's a medical procedure. So when you get in there, if you feel like you're not yourself, you know, you can go and start taking pills and everything.
Oh, my.
Yeah. I mean,
that comes from tax dollars or the military footing the bill?
The military don't make no money. It's all tax dollars.
I don't know if I want to pay for that.
Military. Oh, hey, don't do that on this
show.
I mean,
I don't mind people doing it, but they should do it at their own expense.
Hey, look.
It should be done at your own expense if you're going to make a drastic change.
Look, I'm with you. I'm with you. Check it out. Say, who knew the gays? We knew who the gays were, and we didn't care. And that was during Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Yeah, absolutely. They had to tell somebody and ask for something in order to even be that. What up with you, Tommy B?
Times are so different now, though.
I mean, we had a couple of guys in our dorms that, you know, that were... you know, they were free, sexually free, libertines. You know, and it really wasn't no issue. Nobody was really going to step out
That's
of line
good.
And talk to them crazy or nothing like that, you know. I mean, you go to the job, the dude do his job. I mean, what else can you say?
Go back home.
He in the dorms. He ain't trying to get you in his room. And, you know, he died of AIDS, actually. That was really sad. Everybody kind of was sad about that when he passed. But, yeah. Tommy said we had dudes that cross-dressed on the weekend. Yeah, the military got some wild shit. There's some wild stories coming out the military. And, like, especially from Korea and places like that. If you go somewhere like Korea, man, you hear some wild shit.
Oh, yeah.
Very wild shit. The chicks over in Saudi Arabia had a damn prostitution ring in my dorm building when we were over in Saudi. And these were married women from stateside that were literally busting that thing wide open on check day and throughout the month. No telling how much money they stacked up.
In Saudi Arabia?
Yeah. They were American military women.
Oh, okay.
Man, shit. One that worked with me, man, she was running them in and out, dog. British niggas, French niggas. It was a friendly forces housing complex. So we were there with the British, the French, all type of different people. Oh, yeah, it was all type of dudes coming in. I was walking to the shower. We had the little community shower. I was walking to the shower, and dude, like, shit, bonjour. I'm like, oh, shit. he leaving the room. She bye-bye. Bye, Jean-Pierre. Au revoir. Au revoir. Man, shit. Tommy said U.S. Kitty Hawk had a prostitution ring. Yeah. It was like a captain over that shit. A female captain. Like, that shit was going in. They were making real bank. The sailors was the trick. Absolutely. You get a dude that come from out the backwoods of South Dakota. He been saving his check all through basic training because he ain't buying nothing. He don't even listen to CDs or music, nothing. That motherfucker just saving his check. He eating at the chow hall. You only see him in BDUs or the old basic training PE or short sets. And other than that, he bought him a TV, maybe a computer. He playing Quake or whatever, and he's in the room 24/7. Probably got 30 or 40 grand saved up in the bank, man. They're getting all that.
He saved his money. He got enough money for the prostitutes, though, right?
Oh, yeah, got enough money for the prostitutes.
He got money for that.
He go to Korea. He getting the juicy girls.
I can't.
Doing all that. Yeah.
I cannot.
I might be talking too much. Today's show is brought to you by Heineken. What's in your cup? Why don't y'all put it in the chat?
Sweet
man?
Bitch mango flavor.
Sweet bitch mango flavor. Is that wine?
Yep.
Sweet bitch
it's a wine.
Mango flavor. Word. Y'all let us know in the
really
audience,
nice,
man. What's in y'all cup, man? What's in your cup? Facebook user, who are you, sir? Let me get on here and see here.
I was sending the crash dummies that want to shoot everybody, is what the Facebook user said.
Yeah, exactly. You have to give StreamYard permission to show your name now. I don't know why they did that. Somebody probably got upset. They said something crazy. And, you know.
Maybe as a punishment, Mike, people that go to prison, you know, maybe as a punishment, you could say prison or the military. And maybe they would choose the military. Maybe something like that, but just forcing everyday people to do a draft, I don't think it's fair. I wouldn't go that route.
They used to do that, though. They used to do that. You would get a prison or go to jail or go in the military from a judge, man, and those people would go in the military, and a lot of them wound up doing really good. So, you know,
yeah. You
know, I think if that was an option, as opposed to the police just killing all of the good bodies out here.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
That might work for me.
I'm going to tell you what my grandmother told me, and then we're going to move on. When I told my grandmother, you know, I was talking to her when I was in basic training, and I always was very upfront and honest with my grandma. And I told her I was scared to go to war. I didn't want to go to Saudi Arabia. And she told me she was more concerned about me being in Mobile than she was Saudi Arabia.
I wonder what she'll be saying today, because it's the crime so bad there now, but I can feel what she meant, though.
Yeah. So, you know, whether you like it or not, you in the war. I'm just saying you might as well learn how to fix refrigerators or some shit while you there. You know what I'm saying? Like, look, you can learn a lifelong skill that's going to take you through life. So young men,
that's right.
Years, man, they put you through school free. You got to do the physical basic training shit, but you can literally go to school and do 2 years and come out and be a damn air traffic controller and make $200,000 a year, however much they make.
Yeah.
You know, the military was paying people $100,000 sign-on bonus to stay in air traffic control. I knew people that were in
their 20s. That's good money.
Yeah, they were in their 20s. They got offered $100,000 up front, like cash money in your check.
Yeah, and people that don't have nothing going on for themselves anyway ain't got nothing to lose. That's a win-win situation for them.
Ain't got nothing to lose, man. Y'all hit the line, man, 563-999-3573. I know y'all are ready for the revenge of the Manosphere. I know y'all are ready for
What saved you from the Manosphere, Mike? Because you was about to join the Manosphere at one point.
I'm married. I can't possibly join the Manosphere.
But at one point, you was like on their team, though.
I was always interested. You know what I mean? Because in the beginning, it was a positive movement. In the beginning, like any movement, I'm going to show y'all a book to get, man. I got this specifically for this show. Read this book, The Anatomy of Revolution.
The Anatomy of Revolution.
The Anatomy of Revolution. Things always start out positive. They start out with a cause, a noble cause. But at the end of the day, what happens is, you know, they start dividing and fracturing into these different factions. And, you know, it might be a slight disagreement over ideology or something of that nature. And then these different factions start to fracture, and then those factions eat each other. And then it's another cycle. You know, somebody takes power, somebody oppresses another side, and it's just another cycle. That's the anatomy of a revolution until another revolution happens and the same thing happens. That's the anatomy of it. So And I don't know a revolution.
So Manosphere people are all single?
No, they're not all single. But you got a lot of the married guys in the Manosphere. We're the quiet, silent guys in the Manosphere. You know,
so you are in the Manosphere. You're admitting it. You are in the Manosphere. Say it, Mike.
I plead the fifth.
Was that an admission?
I can't say I'm in the Manosphere. Now, O'Shea Duke Jackson, for those who remember, O'Shea Duke did put me on. He's the one who kind of broke me, you know, out. And O'Shea Duke Jackson is one of the founders of the Manosphere. But as we got deeper and deeper, like back when we were going to war, you know, time and time again. And we got Savannah in the building. I ain't even seen you, sis.
Hey.
Hey, man, we got Savannah in the building. But back when we were going to war, when we were in the streets, the YouTube streets, me and Noble pulling up, Bernard pulling up, you know, Tommy B, Westside, you know, Cash just pulling up, going to battle. That's when I really started seeing the parts of the Manosphere that I did not like, that I couldn't tolerate. That's when I met the Anton Daniels, you know what I'm saying, the Jonathan Baronvilles, and started, you know, having these discussions and these circular arguments with these people. That wasn't, it wasn't designed to go anywhere. And then you start getting the young angry dudes, the incels. I think we had an issue with some incels before. I'm not going to call the guy out. Aaron, whatever his name is. He'd be on the Star Report, too. But Aaron, I got into it with Aaron, and it was like heavy incel energy. I haven't really gotten into it with Passport Bros. I just don't happen to agree with every aspect of it, but I don't totally disagree with the concept of a passport, bro. You know, I feel like a black man shouldn't be pigeonholed into having to date just a certain type just because everybody else wants him to date that type of person.
Right.
When everybody else, every other man can just go conquer the world of women. You know, so, you know, I don't necessarily, you know, agree with, you know, like I said, putting a black man in a box when no other group of men is in the box. So I'm not.
That's fair enough.
Yeah, I'm not against the passport, bro. But it's just some things. I just want the brothers to be careful. And I think that even, you know, that those who have good intentions are now being overshadowed by those who go over there and engage in illegal activity. You know, that's just my thoughts. World Class and Savannah had an issue with a guy that was talking about if a 16-year-old was legal, he would marry her.
Why would that even be on his mind? Why is that a thought process for him?
Right. That's like me saying if my mama had nuts, she'd be my daddy. Like, that's such a big, you know what I'm saying? That's such a big if. And no disrespect to you, Mom. I'm just trying to draw the point here. But that's just a big if. You know what I mean? If a 16-year-old was legal, then I would marry her. No. But then again,
but she's not legal, so
But I'm cool with Leonardo DiCaprio not having a girlfriend over 25. His new girlfriend allegedly is 19 years old. I'm cool with that.
Yeah, she's legal.
Matter of fact, if my daughter was 19, if I had a daughter, and she was 19 and Leonardo DiCaprio wanted to date her, and she turned him down because of an age gap, she would be kicked out of the family. I would disown her.
I bet she would.
I would disown her. We need Leo in the family.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, we need Leo in the family. You need to be trying to get married, do all that. If not, you're going to have to go.
He does realize in some states 16 is legal, though, right? He does realize that, right, when he made that stupid statement.
I'm sure he does realize.
But why would you want a 16-year-old to be a 40-some-year-old man? That's ridiculous. What do you have in common with a 16-year-old to be a 40?
Right.
Or 20s even. Late 20s even.
Well, that started, and I started noticing that, and I'll just go on be candid. I mean, we here now. But I started noticing that when guys started talking about women with imprints and not wanting a woman with the imprint on them of another man. In which case, you're not really going to find too many women walking around here, 19, 20, 21, 22, that are virgins, that have not been in some kind of relationship or definitely a sexual relationship with another man. You're just not going to find that.
Mm-hmm.
So it automatically started pointing to, and the chicks that's older, they're talking about they born again virgins. Don't nobody believe y'all. That's some
We virginized.
Yeah, that's horse shit. You know what I'm saying? These surgeries are not covering it.
Virginized.
They do not have a hymen replacement surgery. So we already know that that's not going to happen. Your 20-year-old kid laying around the house is signs enough that's not true. So I'm not talking about born-again virgins. I'm talking about real virgins. And I realized that these dudes were talking about going lower and lower in age. And just
right.
To be honest, that's kind of what bothers me about the underbelly. I'm not going to say all of them because I know some passport bros that are cool. But the underbelly of the passport bros movement, I'm sure, is in Thailand doing God knows what.
Now, I'm not familiar with the passport bros. What is this, Mike?
It's dudes that get their passport and go out of the country. They're tired of American and Western women. So they get their passports and they go out of the country and they get a Hispanic or Asian or, you know, so a woman from somewhere else.
A 13-year-old.
I'm sure
probably.
That's what I'm saying. On the underbelly of this, we have to address this because I know this is going on. I can't prove it's going on, but I know that this is going on. I know that it's slickly being promoted to dudes who might just really be trying to get their life right. You ever seen them in a fight club? You ever seen the movie Fight Club?
I have, and I've heard of it, but I haven't watched it.
Yeah, the Manosphere. Watch that movie, and that explains the Manosphere.
Fight Club. Did you watch your movie? You had homework, Mister.
Man,
about this Manosphere. You were supposed to watch Woman King.
I couldn't watch it, Ronnie. I started, and I just it was too.
You started and couldn't get into it. As good as that movie is.
It was too terrible.
You didn't start it, Mike. Be honest. You couldn't start it because you would have started. You would have finished it. It's too good to not finish.
Oh, I could not finish.
It was so good. I saw it three times.
I went and watched I watched Family Guy. I caught up on Family Guy. All 25,000 seasons.
To keep from watching The Woman King.
Hey, look, Amber was in there watching The Woman King, and I heard some fight scenes. I'm like, ooh, what you watching? She like The Woman King. I'm like, oh, and I walked back out the room.
You didn't even give it a fighting chance. You wasn't fair with The Woman King.
Look, man, I'm going to try to expand my horizons, Ronnie. But, you know, I got deep issues why I can't watch that movie. I can't do it, man. I can't even do it. I can't even look my people in the eye, man, if I do that. Oh, shit. Internet problems. Hold on. Give us a moment, y'all. We got some internet issues going on. We kind of went out here. Let's reload. All right. Hey. Let me get back in the studio. Ronnie? All right, I'm back.
What happened to you?
Man, the whole thing froze up. Internet went down. We apologize about that. Hey, so Zone 864 says, watching The Woman King equals losing your man card. No, that's the world class that said that. I'm sorry.
You didn't watch it either, Noble?
He said The Woman King got Mike. That's what Zone 864 said. See, you see what I'm saying? Like, look, this is a Woman King channel. Now, no, absolutely not, fellas. Absolutely not. Hey, J. Marie said I liked it a lot. She said it was very entertaining.
Good.
And then Tommy B said might put you on a thumbnail, huh? Absolutely. Since you did that shit on Zone 864, yes, that is you on a thumbnail. Like, hell no, I ain't watched that mess. You're supposed to be nice.
Why you didn't watch it? You got to give it an opportunity. You got to give it a chance. Got to give it a chance.
That's what I'm saying. That this is real Manosphere red meat right now, Ronnie. We can't do it.
So y'all can't watch because y'all don't believe in women being that strong? Is that the problem? Y'all don't believe in women being able to hold their own and hold up a nation alone without men? It can happen, you know.
It didn't happen then. I'm gonna tell you a good movie about woman empowerment though. Wonder Woman was all right. The DC comic movie. That was all right. I wasn't tripping on Wonder Woman. But I just can't do the slave catchers.
The slave catchers. I'm not familiar.
That's what they were on Woman King.
Slave catchers, that's what you call them?
That's what they were. Those were slave catchers.
Well, I watched it 2 or 3 times and I loved it. I might watch it again tomorrow.
You're gonna watch it again. Look at Ronnie, man. See, you got a little bit of Manosphere in you too, Ronnie.
Why is that?
You got a little bit of Manosphere in you too.
Because I'm watching The Woman King.
Mm-hmm. We done told you the truth about it. Now you're like, nah, I'm going to watch it anyway. That's that Manosphere shit. You actually part of the Manosphere. You don't even know it.
And I don't even know it,
you
right?
You don't even know it. What's that song by Rocco? You ain't even know it.
I pay for it. I'm going to watch it until I get tired of it.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, look, I get it's just Hollywood, and I've had a lot of women tell me, you know, it's just Hollywood, and, you know, I should watch it. But, you know, I don't know.
Did Amber like it?
Amber says she liked it.
So you should follow her lead. She's a smart young lady.
You see what he said? Woman empowerment equals big booty worship, XXX.
Well, watch it in support of Viola Davis. Support the black sisters in Hollywood.
I do support a black sister in Hollywood, and we're going to talk about that.
So watch it.
We're going to talk. Viola Davis just ain't it.
You don't support Viola Davis?
I don't too much care for her.
Who you care for, Angela Bassett?
Angela Bassett!
Why don't you like Viola? She is such a lady. I like her a lot.
I don't have anything against Viola Davis. Don't get me wrong. I just like Angela Bassett better.
I like them both.
And I can only have one.
I like them both. Viola Davis had a hard childhood, I think.
Hey, who black didn't have a hard childhood around this month? Like,
we went to private school, so we can't say we had a hard childhood. Like, we would be telling a lie.
No, I just didn't have it hard when it came to education. But when it came to getting that ass whooped, I had it pretty rough. I had a pretty rough childhood when it came to getting that ass whooped. So, hey. But I do want to talk about Angela Bassett. And I want to show y'all Jason Whitlock. So I did call out Jason Whitlock by name. I added Jason Whitlock on this live because I want Jason Whitlock. He said that we could talk about him and call him ugly and fat and all that. He encourages that. So guess what, Jason? I feel obligated to give you what you want tonight because I feel like the way that they're treating Angela Bassett is disgusting. I feel like the narrative is disgusting. It's uncalled for. If I was Courtney B. Vance, I'd be trying to pull up on Jason Whitlock and people like that.
What did he say about Angela?
Oh, I'm about to let you hear. But I'm about to pull it up. But, and I'm going to use this for fair use as well. This is a commentary, Jason. So you want people to engage in your content, we're going to engage in your content. If you flag the video, I'm just going to make another video telling people that you flagged the video. In my Bill Cosby voice, you flagged the video. Get a sip of my
I think
milk.
She should have won an Oscar, though, at this point. She's done too much to not have an Oscar. Too much.
Yeah, she should have won the Oscar, maybe.
But Tina Turner, at least, even she didn't win if anything else.
She probably should have won the Oscar for What's Love Got to Do with It.
Yes.
But we're
yes.
going to talk about why that didn't happen for you assholes who want to give this woman a hard time because she was visibly upset when she didn't win at the Oscars. and this commentary speaks. This commentary speaks to my very soul about the major issue that's going on and what's creeping into the manosphere and taking over since Kevin Samuels died. Now, I told you I was going to tie this all in. Kevin Samuels' birthday was Monday, March 13th. He would have been 58 years old. And, you know, it just got me to thinking about since this man closed his eyes, we've literally watched everything just go into complete disarray. Kevin Samuels, regardless of what people think, whether you agree or disagree, Kevin Samuels was the closest thing to unifying black men and women that's come in a long time. In the media. Which leads me to think that he might have been taken out. But we'll do that on another show. We'll do that on another show. It leads
conspiracy
me to believe
theory.
He might have been taken out.
Conspiracy theory, Mike.
Yeah, I think he was taken out. Because the work he was doing was actually bringing forth healing. And what's more important is it started a conversation. It started a conversation between men and women. Unfortunately, we just need him to mediate the conversation. And he died.
Poor thing.
People say me and Ronnie killed him off on this show.
What, did he have an aneurysm?
No, he had a heart attack. Heart attack. You know, but I have to say this. I say this all the time. Our Halloween spoof, Kevin actually saw that, and he enjoyed it.
He killed him. It went to his heart.
He liked it. So, and I got word, you know, back from O'Shea that Kevin liked it.
Really?
Yeah, he liked that.
Good.
Yeah, he actually hit like on it.
I hate he died now.
Yeah. Like, he enjoyed our work.
Good.
You know, in a man that can laugh at himself, that shows confidence. But what you're about to see in the next few moments, this isn't confidence, people. You're not about to see confidence. What you're about to see is somebody that's feigning confidence. They're trying to give lip service to confidence, but this is, I'll let you see for yourself. I'm going to take a quick break before we put this video on. Go get you another drink. Go use the bathroom. Get you some popcorn or whatever. Because the show's about to get deep. Now, you're on a Big Mike Drop with Mike McDonald and Ronnie LaDue. And we in this motherfucking building on this Tuesday, whatever, Thursday night. Thursday night, 8 p.m. And we'll be here every Thursday unless I say so. Nigga be busy. I be busy. But, yeah, we're going to take a quick break, man, a quick two-minute break. Everybody get you some popcorn. Like I say, use the bathroom, refill your drink, and we'll be back, and we're going to jump into the revenge of the manosphere, the condition of things post-Kevin Samuels.
The mic drop. product of a poor environment. There's absolutely nothing wrong with him. I can prove it.
Of course there's something wrong with him. He's a Negro.
The mic drop. The mic drop. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back after that quick break. We about to jump into it. Yeah, here we go. Mandrell in the building. We got Zone A64 in the building, the world class. We in this motherfucker holding it down. We do have a few Manosphere representatives, but I would like some more to come up because I really want to I want to have a hard discussion tonight. But we're going to talk about Jason Whitlock. We're going to listen to his spiel on Angela Bassett. And then we're going to go back through and break it down because to me it's unfair. But I want y'all to be listening and tell me what y'all really think. Then we'll talk about a little bit of who Angela Bassett is. And, you know, that kind of makes this even worse, in my opinion. You got anything before we go to it, Ronnie?
No, I love Angela Bassett, and the look on her face to me was not a look that she was mad. It was more hurt. It was like she was trying to not burst out into tears, so she was trying to look stern. I don't think she was trying to, like, I don't think it was that she was angry. I think she was hurt.
Well, we finna listen to the Hamburglar, Jason Whitlock, give his synopsis on Angela Bassett and what this means to him. And I'm going to tell y'all why I feel this is bullshit. But we'll get into that in a minute. So let me make sure my time is right. Yeah, let me get here right to about 2 minutes. Right to about 2 minutes here. And then let's go ahead and get it going.
They give me time to eat my black jelly beans.
You got some black jelly beans?
I love black jelly beans. I buy them by the bag.
The licorice?
I love it.
Oh, my gosh.
You don't like black jelly beans?
Hell no. Nah. But it's funny, I do have Twizzlers here, so I like the red one.
Like the red Twizzlers?
Yeah, I like the red Twizzlers. I got
that's
the cherry
or strawberry.
This is the strawberry.
I like my black Twizzlers. Licorice. Oh, you got some? That's funny.
I went to the store and got some. It's like my favorite junk food.
Really?
Yeah.
If I'm not eating jelly beans, I eat Mike and Ike.
So, no, this is not Will Smith in his newest acting part playing somebody that's 30 years his senior. This is Jason Whitlock, for those who don't know him. He looks very similar to old-ass Will Smith, but he's not. I just want to let everybody know. Jason Whitlock, he's a sports journalist. He's out of Nashville right now, but he is most famous for being a sports journalist for the Kansas City Star, if I'm not mistaken. And he was on ESPN. But he has a habit of saying stuff that's really just not, it's not, I'm not going to say it's not politically correct, but I don't really believe in political correctness. He's just very socially awkward, in my opinion. So we're going to check out what he has to say. If you see the title, Angela Bassett's Black Entitlement on Full Display at Oscars. So if you go through Jason Whitlock's page, a lot of things are going to, he's going to take and tie back to some kind of black pathology. He's going to make everything a black problem. This is something that's on the rise in the manosphere that I don't fucking like.
But he's black, so why is he doing this?
This is something I don't like. Check it out. I'm going to put him on full screen. I'm going to take us off. Uh-oh. My bad. Hold on. I done messed that up.
Yeah, we play a lot. I don't remember him that year.
So we've gotten that taken care of. I think that's all the business I need to take care of.
Can y'all hear?
Before we get this show rolling,
yeah,
and started. I watched part of the Oscars last night. I caught Angela Bassett last night acting very, very entitled.
All right. Video froze up. Hold on.
Walked on stage and slapped Chris Rock. No one will forget that. That's entitled behavior. Oh, how dare you crack a joke about my wife? I'm going to walk on stage. I'm Will Smith. I'm bigger than anybody here. I'm going to slap you. This is this emotional, entitled mentality of women and the matriarchal culture that America is buying into and black Americans have swallowed whole.
I'm going to take that off for a moment. What do you think so far, Ronnie?
I think he's an idiot, and I don't know how he's making those comparisons because none of them match up.
No, it's not. It's not matching up. And I think that a lot of these commentators up here, and Noble does a good series called Race Traitor, and we were really heavy on that, man, kind of identifying these people, busting them out. Then niggas start crying, oh, you bullying us and all this and blah, 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 blah. Kind of left for a minute. But I'm coming back. I'm coming back. And it's time to totally destroy these dudes and these platforms with this message. Now, I'm not saying that matriarchal culture doesn't have problems and it's not problematic. I'm not saying that at all. But these case studies that he's using, it isn't factual.
No.
It's not based in fact. So I just wanted to see what you thought about that. Let's go back to it.
Yeah.
We feel like we're owed something. And that type of mentality provokes, encourages bad behavior. It encourages entitled behavior, classless behavior. The mentality of entitlement poisons everything. It provokes unfairness and bigotry. And so I watched last night as Angela Bassett threw her little tantrum, and it was small, but it's not a surprise that this female energy then provokes black men to join in on the stupidity and the entitlement.
I really think that this guy just has a problem with females.
Yeah, because what tantrum did she throw?
Right. She didn't really throw a tantrum that I saw. We're going to be able to look at that, and I feel like we should look at that and maybe come back to this. Let's do that. Let's look at this, what he called a tantrum, and what he's basing this whole monologue on about this woman. And then we're going to get into who Angela Bassett is. And if Angela Bassett ain't a bad bitch, I don't know what the definition of one is.
And I'm
not being disrespectful by calling her a bitch. Bad bitch is a compliment, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It is.
Okay. Let's see here. Let's get into what she actually did. Like, what was so bad about what Angela Bassett did?
She didn't crack a smile, and that's her choice. She doesn't have to smile. I mean, I don't think she was being a bad sport. A bad sport would be if she had to walk past somebody. You know how the football players have to slap hands or shake hands or whatever. That's something different. She walks past the woman and didn't acknowledge her. She was in her chair just sitting there. If she wants to have resting bitch face, it's her face. She don't have to smile because people think she should have been smiling. She was hurt, and I understand that. At 62, at some point in your life, you want to see your accomplishment. You want to Oscar.
Right. Especially if that's your craft.
Right.
You want to be recognized for being the top of your craft.
Right.
And if you're very competitive, then you're going to feel a certain way when you lose. He's telling us that basically black folks should be comfortable losing and we should still smile. That's really the message I'm getting from him.
So is the man of spirit just against women or against blacks in general? Because it seems like he was on the side of Caucasians, even though this is not a racial issue, but he made it almost appear to be one.
Well, the manosphere has a very strong anti-black current running through it.
And they're black, most of them?
Yeah, they look black. But like I said, when you get into it, a lot of the niggas be immigrants. Or children of immigrants. And that's why we've had such heated debates, because they're literally cosplaying us and promoting a destructive message. And it's not all of them, but it's a lot of them. So, yeah, let's take a look at this here. Let's take a look at this here. This is on. This is a Twitter tweet about.
And the Oscar goes to.
Hold on.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Jamie Lee Curtis made her big screen debut in the horror classic Halloween. 45 years later, she was an executive producer on the final installment, Halloween Ends.
So let's go back to the tantrum.
Yeah, I didn't see it yet. You got to run that back again. Bring it back.
And the Oscar goes to...
Jamie Lee Curtis!
Jamie Lee Curtis.
All right, now let's go back to this clown. Let's go back.
I still didn't see what she had a tantrum at. He's just talking shit.
Let's go back to him. Like I said, I want to illustrate this. I want to take time to illustrate this tonight. Because this actually pissed me off, man. I ain't going to lie. Pissed me off. Like, enough is enough.
And so Michael B. Jordan and Jonathan Majors threw on capes for Angela Bassett. And I know everybody's support black women, protect black women at all costs. Make a fool of yourself for black women. We got jails loaded up with black men who have caped up and made fools of themselves for women. You talk to anybody that spent any time in jail. You talk to anybody that studies beyond coming from a broken family, beyond drugs being involved. There's generally speaking women at the root of a lot of the stupid behavior of men.
All right. So this is what I tell brothers when I'm telling you, understand the difference between truth and half-truth. It's really not about trying to decipher truth from lies, because lies are easy to decipher. It's harder to decipher truth from half-truth. So he'll throw something in about jail, but he's making a reference to what Michael B. Jordan and Jonathan Majors did when they came on stage, and they just simply said, "We love you, Auntie. Hey, Auntie, we love you." This is what he's talking about. Listen to the comparisons he makes. This dude's a freaking idiot.
He needs to get laid. That's his problem. He looked like it.
And I think it's ironic that he got a McDonald's patch on his chest. I'm just saying.
And that's not me blasting women. It's me blasting men.
So he's going to tell you that's not him blasting women, but what did he just do?
Blast women, black women.
Blast women and blast matriarchal culture. Because the woman was upset because she didn't win the highest award in her craft when she was nominated for it.
And it's not like she rolled her eyes up in the back of her head or did something that was very noticeable on camera. All she did was just sit there and look. I mean, hey.
Look, you don't have to say anything. You don't have to jump up to celebrate Jamie Lee Curtis.
Exactly.
She had enough people that jumped up and celebrated her. Now, you know, I wouldn't have nothing bad to say about her if she would have. But I don't have anything bad to say about her because she didn't either.
Exactly.
These are the type of talking points that are going on in this space, and they're allowed to go on. That, to me, is problematic. I'm sorry. Problematic.
for going for this BS, for adopting the mentality of a woman, for getting emotional like a woman, for buying into the entitlement and the narcissism of women. Jada Pinkett Smith didn't ask Will Smith to go up on stage and slap Chris Rock. Her entitled mindset provoked it. Her victimhood mindset provoked it, but she didn't ask. She just puts him in that culture, in that mindset, and then lets nature take its course. Beyonce didn't ask Kanye to go on stage in 2009. But when your mindset is entitled and you're a victim at all times and you're owed something at all times, you're going to do dumb stuff. Like, now, again, this isn't as bad as Chris Rock, not as bad as Kanye West. But Michael Jordan, Michael B. Jordan, and Jonathan Majors jumped in and threw a little pity party for Angela Bassett during last night's Oscars. Watch. Very small and subtle, but they did it.
Hey, Auntie. We love you.
Mm-hmm. They just justified her pity party and her victimhood.
Okay. Oh, man. What are y'all thoughts on this, man?
I think he needs to shut his mouth because he sounds so stupid and ridiculous. He just wants airtime.
And I'm looking at this guy, and I'm just going to be honest. And I'm saying this to my brothers who are in this space and who are looking for guidance, because most of the brothers in the Manosphere are just younger dudes that are looking for guidance from older guys like us, right?
He is older guys like us, right? Isn't
right.
he an older person?
Well, he's not under the tutelage of G's. Let me just say that. You need to be under the tutelage of somebody with some kind of game. To me, this man oozes inadequacy.
Very much so. Not for him.
He's wearing inadequacy like a cheap cologne. Like, for real, that shit all over. It's all over him, like that McDonald's Hamburglar Adidas jacket he got on. He got his Hamburglar patch on with his stripes.
You can't tell him he ain't sharp, though. You tell him you have to kill him.
Nah. He's the type, literally, at the beginning of his show, he will ask you how he looks. Just let me know if my hair looks bad. I got this new jacket. How does it look? I don't know if I got this and that on. So he's the type that's going to try to cut off the criticisms at the pass. And like I said, it's feigning confidence. Like, somebody who could truly talk about themselves and not take themselves so seriously, that's confidence, right? Not taking yourself too seriously and being able to joke and have a sense of humor, that's confidence. Hey, I could be the butt of a joke from time to time.
Right.
But I'm not going to walk in and be like, hey, guys, I know my feet stink, and I got big titties for a dude. And you know what I'm saying? You're not going to come in and make yourself a joke. So, you know, trying to cut it off at the pass is almost a way of softening the blow. I feel bad for the brother. I'm not here bullying. I'm not here trying to dog him out. But I'm not going to sit up and watch you dog out a Yale-educated woman who's one of the premier actresses who didn't take the part on Monsters Ball getting donkey fucked like Halle Berry did to get an Oscar. Now, you know they offered Angela Bassett that part first, right?
I didn't know that. I think we discussed this before, but I didn't remember that.
They offered Angela Bassett the part on Monsters Ball first. And as a married woman, she chose not to do that because of that sex scene. Once she read it in the script, she was out. And ever since then, they've been punishing Angela Bassett. Because you can't tell me Halle Berry made better movies than Angela Bassett. I'm sorry.
She has not.
No, she has not. But Halle Berry got down with the program and let that man beat the brakes off of her on a damn movie script or movie set. When literally she was the most guarded you know, starlet through the 90s. And then to turn around, and I'm not saying it bothered me, but it bothered a lot of black dudes to see Billy Bob Thornton just, you know, just plowing Halle Berry like that. And you could see this nigga sax and everything else. Like, you know, it was pretty graphic.
Yes, it was very graphic.
It's even rumored that it actually went down to make the scene more realistic.
I believe it, because she did say that they told them to give it their all and do whatever they had to do to make it feel real. So
right.
That's what they did.
You had to make that feel real so Halle Berry could get her Oscar. Now, I thought that was funny. I thought that was real strange because at the end, on the red carpet, Jamie Lee Curtis is greeted by Halle Berry. You know what I mean? But Angela Bassett is the butt of a joke. So out of all of this, Angela Bassett being upset actually overshadowed Jamie Lee Curtis getting her first Oscar.
It really did. It really did.
It was because of the news. Yes, J. Marie, he's condemning them for acknowledging her.
Yes, he is. That's basically what he's doing.
Yeah, he's condemning them for acknowledging her.
Somebody said he's fat, so.
Oh, yeah. No, we'll be quick to let you know that your lunch and breakfast will kill you.
Oh, you didn't win. And it's racism. That again, it's all unstated, but we feel sorry for you. You're hurting.
So if it's unstated, where in the hell did you get it from?
Full of shit, that's a Christmas turkey.
And he's supposed to be a journalist.
There's other women that didn't win that award. There's other women that weren't nominated for that award. There are people who did far better acting job and were in far better movies than Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, that didn't even get nominated. Anybody throwing pity parties for them? But we've bought into this matriarchal pity victimhood culture, and it's making fools of us. We look like fools again last night. I'm using the word we, and you know, I'm trying to.
Oh, yeah, you absolutely don't look like a fool, bro.
Avoid that. But there is a shared culture that an overwhelming number of black people have bought into. And look, the whole country is buying into victimhood culture. That's why everybody's finding their identity that qualifies them for victimhood. I'm bi, I'm trans, I'm non-binary. I'm LGBTQ+, silent P. I'm some group that's been marginalized. Everybody's doing it. We're just doing it the most and at the highest level.
To be honest, I will say this. I don't think there's any group that's more marginalized than fat people. I'm not even trying to be funny. I don't think there's any group that's more marginalized in this country than fat people.
And most dramatically.
He would definitely be a protected class.
The woman, the movie that got the most.
Man, hold on, man. I got my man Bam. Big Bama in the building. Good to have you in here, brother.
Hype, praise, and awards last night. Everything, everywhere, all at once. What, this woman, this 60-year-old woman, Michelle Yeoh, got best actor or best actress in a leading role. Everything, everywhere, all at once, won best picture. My God, because it won last night, I watched the movie this morning. It is one of the dumbest, worst movies in the history of America, in the history of the planet. I don't know where it's made. Featuring a lot of Asian people. It's written by, what do they call these guys? The Daniels, two dudes named Daniel. Their alternative lifestyle. It won because of this whole victimhood mentality.
Now, if he would have used that as his talking point, as opposed to Angela Bassett,
right?
I might have been able to kind of understand him. But for
those, he should have led with that.
Man, Angela Bassett, man, I don't think there's a woman in Hollywood that deserves more respect than Angela Bassett. And I'm just going to say that Angela Bassett is what? With everything that Kevin Samuels talked about, fine, fit, feminine, intelligent.
Yes, she is. And yeah. She looks great for 62. She looks better than some women in their 30s.
Oh, man, look at this. So Jamie Lee Curtis is 64. And I think Angela Bassett is 64 as well.
Okay, I thought he said 62, but maybe 64. That might be about right.
I really don't think that dude knows what the fuck he's talking about. On half of anything.
Let's Google
this. I'm ready to go home. Like, I know there are parties, and I just...
Okay. So here's Jamie Lee Curtis on the red carpet.
Yeah, she's 64.
Angela Bassett.
Yeah, you're right. She's 64.
So Angela Bassett and Jamie Lee Curtis are 64 years old. They both 64 years old. Now, if you look at Angela Bassett and look at Jamie Lee Curtis, she still got the best rack in Hollywood. I'm just going to put it out there. Jamie Lee Curtis has world-famous boobs from a Hollywood starlet, and she try to show them every chance she get. But that motherfucker look like Dr. Fauci in the face, fam.
Not Dr. Fauci, Mike.
Man, she look like Dr. Fauci, bro. Same age. And Dr. Fauci in his 80s. Jamie Lee Curtis did not age well at all. She did not age well at all. But
I wish you had a side-by-side of them.
I don't have a side-by-side.
I know.
Let me see. I could do an old image search, though. Let me do an image search of Jamie Lee Curtis. And I'm not trying to female shame and all of that, but Jamie Lee Curtis has aged, like, significantly in the past couple of days.
Just in the past couple of days only, Mike?
In the past couple of days, dog. She done got up there. let's look at this Rotten Tomatoes photo. Okay, this is a little quick Google search of Jamie Lee Curtis.
You said Dr. Fauci.
Jamie Lee Curtis looked like Dr. Fauci, man. Don't she? Without
she's
the
like
glasses,
somebody.
Look at her. Without the glasses.
Yeah, you're right about.
Now she'll still show up with the girls out.
Really?
Yeah, she'll
at
still
64?
Show up with the girls out at 64. She's still doing that. She's doing that. But, yeah, she's just not aging well in the face at all. I just didn't expect that from Jamie Lee. Look at Jamie Lee. She's still coming out with it. I mean, she knows where her bread is buttered in Hollywood. I don't even know what that is. What the hell is that? I done went on some other stuff. I hope I ain't getting on, like, no dark web, weird sites or nothing. Yeah, old Jamester.
What you call a Jamester?
Old Jamester. Look at that, man. Hey, not talking about that's not Bill Gates. And then let's go ahead and get to the sister, Angela Bassett. Now, I did do a cutout of Angela Bassett. This is 64 versus 64.
Now, that's a good 64. That 64 looks 44.
Need I say more? Pump it or dump it. Pump it or dump it.
It's so hard to believe she's 64 just looking at her. I would never guess. But I knew she was up in her 60s.
I will say this, though. Y'all had all that smoke for Angela Bassett, but no smoke for this nigga right here? Look at how he was looking.
He didn't like it either.
Hey, he should be the one all over the internet.
He looked mad as hell.
He looked mad as hell.
Oh, when they got home, they had a lot of pillow talk.
Absolutely. Let's see here. He said pump. He said pump. Oh, absolutely. He said she looked like something that's pushed her face skin forward from the back.
She's trying not to cry.
Hey, that's somebody pushing Jamie Lee Curtis skin, face skin from the
back. Oh, he's talking about Jamie Lee. He's talking about Angie.
Mm-mm, I'm talking from the bite. Yeah, bro. I guess in all fairness, though, we probably still need to look up Dr. Fauci. Yeah, absolutely.
You're so stupid, Mike.
Absolutely.
I'm not. That one right there looks like.
Absolutely, bro. Same barber. They got the same barber and everything. Now Angela looks like she only makes grits after sex. Man, look, man. Angela Bassett, a bad sister, man. Angela Bassett, born August 16th, 1958, age 64, New York City. She has a degree, a BA from Yale University. BA and MFA. What's MFA? Is that fine arts?
Master's in fine arts. Master's degree in fine arts.
Yeah, from Yale University. Occupational actress. 1985 to present. Been married to her spouse, Courtney B. Vance, since 1997.
Hmm.
30 years of marriage. Two kids. Doesn't say she got a bunch of other kids from different marriages. It doesn't say none of that. You know, she's played Katherine Jackson. She's played Rosa Parks, you know what I mean? She's played, you know, from everything from American Horror Story to London is Falling, Olympus is Falling, Vampire in Brooklyn, Boys in the Hood. This is bullshit, Reba. Mike
drop.
Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. Avengers Endgame. How Stella Got Her Groove Back. Waiting to Exhale. She also played Valetta Wallace, Biggie's mama, fam.
Yes, she sure did.
Not to mention Tina Turner. What's Love Got to Do with It?
Yes.
And Big Bama says she played Coretta Scott King.
Did she play Michael Jackson's No Mama too?
Yeah,
no.
She played Katherine Jackson as well.
Yeah.
She went to Yale in 1980.
I was 1 year old. She looks so good. Oh, my God. I wonder what she's doing. I need to address to that Fountain of Youth she got.
Oh, yeah. And she played Betty Shabazz on Malcolm X.
Yes, she did.
Right.
She should have an Oscar by now. She definitely should.
She should have an Oscar. But these women know, these Halle Berrys and these little floozies out here who want to get naked on screen and get beat out by some dude on screen. Halle Berry can't keep a husband. Halle Berry doesn't have this type of stability. But yet she's the one with the highest honor. So what is Hollywood really honoring?
That's a good question.
What is Hollywood really honoring? Angela Bassett, she's telling our story. Absolutely.
Yes, she is.
We owe her way more respect than this clown gave her. Way more respect. She gets no respect for telling our women's stories. So here's the deal. I know I'm going to have dudes in the manosphere that's going to be like, man, you out here talking about us, this and that, and blah, blah, blah. But you know something? As a black man in this country, I feel the same way when I get on these panels and listen to these panels, and y'all are talking about me and my culture that way.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You're just going to make us the butt of the joke, as if it's going to get you some kind of points. With the other side. Those people don't like traitors. I get my point by keeping it real. Everybody who deals with me knows exactly who I am. They don't have a skewed vision or version of who I am. I'm not getting ready to sit up and amen all the bullshit that they talk about. And if I need to stand up for mine, I'll stand up for mine. And you know something? That's got me further in my life. That's put more money in my pocket than any fake shit ever could. I don't believe in fake it till you make it. I believe in hustle till you make it. I believe in pay dues until you make it. I don't believe in fake it till you make it. Certain things just can't be replicated. Certain traits and characteristics can't be replicated. They can't be fabricated. I just had to show that tonight and had to say that. I'm not keeping the show on forever tonight. I'm trying to keep everything under 2 hours. What are your thoughts on this, Ronnie?
I just feel like I don't think that what she did was wrong at all. I think she was hurt and she was trying to fight back tears. It just made her have that hard look on her face. But I agree with her. I don't know if she was a bad sport, but I mean, she didn't really show it in the edit. But she's saying she's having a tantrum. I mean, it's fair. You don't have to clap for everybody. I mean, I think she probably was, maybe she wasn't the best sport about it, but I mean, she didn't do anything out of the way. So I don't have anything bad to say about her. I think she was fair. She stayed in her seat. She didn't roll her eyes in the back of her head. She didn't flip the bird. She didn't jump up and walk out. So what she did was within reason.
Right.
I'm not mad with her at all. I probably would have felt the same way. I probably would have rolled my eyes, though.
Hey, man, look. When Jordan was losing championships or losing games, Jordan didn't always go shake hands with nobody.
And Kobe Bryant was nasty, too, when he was a sore loser, too.
Yeah, when I lost, man, it's just, you know, it is what it is, man.
Right.
Look, I don't punch one of y'all in y'all face. But let's shake hands. I could be a poor sport. Ain't no awards for good sports.
If good guys finish last, right?
If the shit meant something, they would have a good sport award. they have a good sport award.
The basis of the award would say the loser.
That's what it
the
is.
The loser that smiles.
If you're not first, you might as well be 14th.
Or 15th.
Right. And like we all know, Jesus hates losers.
What's that Geico commercial used to say? Sprinkles are for winners.
Right. Right. y'all heard it here first. Jesus hates losers, man. God hates losers. They love winners.
Don't put that on God, Mike. He loves us all equally.
Yeah, if you say so. Oh, yeah, I feel the equal love all day. All right, so this is Jamie Lee Curtis with helper Halle Berry. Let's go.
I'm ready to go home. Like, I know there are parties, and I just said to my husband, I said, babe, I'm good. Like, how could you possibly talk?
Can't get
better than that. And
right.
I'm just so happy for everybody.
Oh, look at this. I love a flyby.
Halle
so from one Oscar
Berry.
Winner,
Jamie.
Halle Berry. You know what?
I feel like I should probably be the winner.
Oh, not
the old
get better than that.
Not the old kiss on the bike, from the bike on the neck.
And
right.
I'm just so happy for everybody.
Oh, look at this. I love a flyby. So from one Oscar
Berry.
Winner, Jamie.
Halle Berry. You know what?
I feel like I should probably leave you two alone.
No, here's what I'm going to tell you. This is what has made tonight special, regardless of this. Make this go away.
No.
That's forever. That goes nowhere. My point is, people have reached out.
Mm-hmm.
in such a kind way. And Hallie reached out a day ago and just said, I'm sure you're kind of having a moment. I just want to let you know that I'm going to be there and that it'll be nice to see you. And that's been so lovely. The good, the really, the goodwill of people.
I wanted Hallie to reach out to Angela.
Of course not.
If you go to bed at, I think you're.
Of course not. Because you're part of the special Oscar Winners Club. See, Halle Berry won an Oscar. She smutted out for the Oscar and got it. They said it looked like some Devil's Advocate-ish. Boy, that was a good movie, man. Don't bring that up, man. That was a great movie.
Good.
Yeah, the Devil's Advocate. Come up and kiss you on the bike of the neck. Like, hey, boo. Man, look. We could keep going into this. This is going to be a multi-part series. The Manosphere is a little too deep for me to break down every part. The main part I wanted to show was this up-and-comer, this Jason Whitlock guy. Oh,
where he going? He ain't going nowhere. Up-and-coming where? He not going to go too far.
Mandrill on his way. Come on, Mandrill. Better get up in here. Let me drop the link. If y'all want to come in, you got something to say about this, the link is in the chat. Let's see what we got. Let's take a few people in. Andrew said 15 minutes. Yeah, we finna wrap the show up and by then. Look, I guess we can finish listening to Fuck Tart for a minute. Oh, let's finish listening to Jason Whitlock.
That everyone's buying into and Hollywood is promoting. Oh, the Asians and the LGBTQ and the trans crowd and the drag queens have all been marginalized. Let's give them awards. If there's someone that understood this movie, please email me. Please email, and I'll have you on the show this week to explain why this was a good movie. This is the dumbest, most sexually perverse. Some dude got beat with two huge dildos in this movie.
That's definitely worth for Oscar.
There were butt plugs hanging out the rear end of guys as they were fighting.
What movie is this?
And we're calling this the best picture?
That was the movie that Jamie Lee Curtis won the Oscar for. Can't make this shit up.
This is this victimhood mentality, this diversity, equity, inclusion mentality that creates victimhood. Critical race theory creates victimhood. It makes victims of everyone. So here's the woman that, I hope I said her last name right, Michelle Yeoh, Y-E-O-H, whatever her name is. Here's her